Good morning. My guest this morning is Elizabeth Brown from the Sixth Street Playhouse. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
So I see by my poster here that you are the music director of a play called The Heritage Project, or a project called The Heritage Project, I guess. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's an original documentary theater piece with a cast of ages 8 to 18 years old. And basically, our cast members went out, they interviewed family members or people of interest, and we took pieces of those interviews and put them into a show that we have for you here.
Great. And that's being presented at the Studio Theater, the Sixth Street Playhouse. You told me earlier this run is actually over, and this is next Friday and Saturday is an extended run.
Yes, that's correct. So we have on June 23rd and June 24th, we have our two shows. And we did another run previously, and it was so successful that, you know, we had people email the theater and say, you know, we want more of these shows. And so that's what we're doing this weekend.
There was a show like this that he did, it must be 4 years ago or so, something like that.
Yeah, it might have been Prop 8 Love Stories.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I was also in that.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's a wonderful person to work for.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Give us a little idea of the material that are going to be put. Now, this is, people should realize that they're hearing this interview on Thursday, June 22nd. So tomorrow night and the next night, Friday and Saturday, is when the play is going to be performed at the Playhouse.
Yeah.
So give us an idea of the kind of material that's touched upon by this show.
Right. So we kind of touch a little bit of everything, I would say. There's a lot that goes on, and we've got a number of acts, and each one is titled something different, like love or discrimination or childhood. And basically, it's kind of a life journey through each of our interviewees. And we take these parts of the interview, and we try to like organize it in a way that they can connect to each other. So they're individual stories, but they interact with each other throughout the play. Just by their themes. And I would say that a lot of the material is very moving. It makes people laugh, makes people cry,
right.
See the world in a whole new light, as our director says all the time. And it's a very moving piece of theater.
It seems to me that in the production that I saw a few years ago, there was a young actor named Desi Gallegos who was part of it.
Yeah, he's a dear friend.
He's not in it this time.
No,
is
he? Not. He's elsewhere. But
he's gone on to other stuff.
Yeah, I was with Desi. I worked with him in all those other theater pieces as well.
I personally think that he is probably the most promising. Just pre-theater performer I've ever met.
Yeah, he's very talented.
So that is the kind of thing that people who see this show will be seeing. And I urge people to hurry up and get your tickets. I know that that SixthStreetPlayhouse.com is the address, and the phone number is 523-4185. So remember that this is Friday, June 23rd at 7:30, Saturday, June 24th at 2 p.m. in the Studio Theater at the Sixth Street Playhouse. Thank you very much for coming in, Elizabeth, and I know you've had a successful run already. Are you working on something else?
Currently, this is just what I'm working on.
Okay,
but
great.
I'm putting my 100%. So.
Well, thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.